Dr. Saber, SABR, dictating in office note on patient Carolyn Robertson, Robertson, Carolyn, Carolyn, date of birth 8/17/1970, date of service 7/25/2023, paragraph. The patient is 52-year-old African-American female who was referred to see me by Dr. Jafari for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Her past medical history includes the following: 1, hypertension for years; next, newly diagnosed diabetes mellitus type 2; next, history of intermittent urticaria that she has been having on and off for the last 2 months and has been treated with prednisone therapy; next, rheumatoid arthritis; next, hyperlipidemia; next, GERD; next, Graves' disease; next, alopecia. Period paragraph. Past surgical history includes colonoscopies and thyroidectomy for Graves' disease. Period paragraph. Allergy: she's allergic to codeine. Period paragraph. Social history: patient is in a committed relationship. She's had a total of 4 kids. No smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. Currently, she's unemployed. She used to work as a operations supervisor in the airport. Period paragraph. Family history: father with arthritis, diabetes mellitus type 2, and hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Mother died from complications of end-stage renal disease caused by hypertension. Sister had end-stage renal disease from lupus nephritis and then gotten a kidney transplant. Period paragraph. Review systems: reviews chronic fatigue, brain fog, headaches, chest pains, and shortness of breath on and off. She was to the emergency room, did a full cardiac workup that was negative, and no evidence of PE on CT chest. She does report intermittent tachycardia. She has some nausea for the last 2 weeks. No vomiting, no abdominal pain. She does have constipation, no melena, occasional nocturia. She's postmenopausal for several years now. Denies any urinary incontinence. She does report episodes of apneas. Period immunization: she received 4 doses of COVID-19 shots. Period paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above. HNT, pupils of the acetylite and accommodation, injected conjunctiva and anecteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dead pupil, gaff, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sound of the rate and rhythm normal as soon as 2, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or visits, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garden rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash noted, neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following: her A1C is 6.9, blood sugar 120, BUN 15, creatinine 1.3, estimated GFR is 54 milliliter per minute, albumin is 4.9, normal liver enzymes, her potassium is 4.7, ANA was positive. No titer was done. Rheumatoid arthritis or rheumatoid titer is less than 10. Sed rate and CRP were normal. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan: 1. Subacute renal failure, highly suspect related to events happening between March and current day. Mainly the use of spironolactone is suspected, therefore I recommend to discontinue spironolactone and recheck kidney function in 2 weeks to see whether this is causing the problem. Also, patient is taking Protonix, which long-term use has been implicated with allergic and syncytial nephritis. I would recommend to discontinue that medication and switch her to famotidine 40 mg daily and try to taper that later on. Period. Next. Rosuvastatin has been implicated with worsening kidney function as well. Patient is going to be this medication is going to be discontinued at this time. Lipid panel is going to be rechecked in 1 to 2 months to revisit the need for statin therapy. Period. In addition to that, we are going to do a full workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, quantification of proteinuria, if any, for further opinion. Period paragraph. Next diagnosis: the patient appears to have post-COVID-19 vaccine injuries with all her symptomatology. Therefore, she's going to be placed on a spike protein detox protocol. and we are going to follow her very closely to see if her symptoms will improve. Next diagnosis, nausea for the last 2 weeks may be related to the use of hydroxychloroquine at 200 milligram twice a day. Patient was advised to discontinue the medication for 1 week and restart it at 200 milligram daily thereafter. Period. Next diagnosis, rheumatoid arthritis. Apparently, symptoms are controlled. Next, hyperlipidemia. Hold rosuvastatin as mentioned above. Next, GERD. Switch to famotidine as mentioned above. Next, alopecia. Will hold spironolactone for now. She is currently on oral minoxidil to continue and monitor blood pressure. Period. Paragraph. Thank you, Dr. Jafari, for allowing me to participate. Your patient. Please. Add one more diagnosis, hypertension, apparently controlled on current regimen to continue and monitor, period. Paragraph, I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see you back in 3 weeks for further opinion and recommendations. I'll keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks, CC Dr. Jafari.